Don't be so passive aggressive.
We have fun, huh?
Welcome to the show, party people. Welcome to the show. You are joining the beginning of a show, but not the beginning of a conversation, because during the intro, got rowdy in the studio, folks, and we were getting into it, as they say, about, as Courtney puts it, the AI. The AI. Okay? Listen, the AI is coming for you. And it could be a good thing. We're going to dig into it this show, and we're going to talk about how the AI could help you or hurt you in your real estate journey, whether you're buying, selling, investing, or just trying to enjoy the place you've got, whether you're owning it, renting it, or sleeping on a friend's couch. The AI is part of the conversation. We'll dig into it today. If you've got questions or comments on anything other than the AI or even the AI in your world, here's what you do. It's very simple. You just get out your phone and you call or text 214-310-0008. Now, you should already have that saved in your phone under Todd Tremonti, Todd Tremonti Broker, whatever you want. You should have it saved, 214-310-0008.
This first segment is not brought to you by the AI, but it's brought to you by Patrick Gleros, who may utilize
maybe even AI. Better. He's a management information systems major from SMU. He might be the AI.
Yeah, we all knew that.
Minor in vocal performance, by the way.
Hey, go to patrickgleros.com. You can start an application right there if you're looking to get a mortgage, looking to buy a new home, looking to refinance. Maybe you need to do a cash out. Maybe you're looking to do a HELOC. Maybe you're looking to do one of 8,700 things that you might be able to do with financing. PatrickGleros.com is where you need to go to first. You can start your application right there. You can give them a call at 972-728-3420, NMLS number 308804. Go to ToddTremontiTeam.com. You can click on the radio tab, and you can find not only Patrick's info, not only DP's info, not only Republic Title's info, but everybody's.
Man, all the people we like to talk to and help you with. I just wanted to circle back on one thing there with the Gleros team. 8,700? Is that a precise number? Is that just kind of a rounded?
Last check.
Okay.
Last count.
Just for reliability's sake, we're going to say that's a random number. But if you have any mortgage needs, trust me, that's where you want to go. PatrickGleros.com. Now, if you have questions, if you got something stirring in your mind, and you're like, man, I would like to talk about or get clarity on this thing related to residential real estate, here's what you don't do, Ian.
Okay.
You don't just go randomly Google that. You know what else you don't do?
Nope.
You don't just read whatever headlines make their way to you.
Okay.
Here's what you do.
Right.
Okay?
Yep.
You call or text 214-310-0008. Or let's say I wanted to go online. Where could I go online?
Zillow?
You could. I don't recommend it. Not the worst place to go. Definitely not the most accurate data. I would personally recommend
ToddTremontiTeam.com.
Or just Google Todd Tremonti. Google Todd Tremonti. You got a great site from a local broker and team that will get you accurate, up to date. It's updated every 15 minutes, by the way. Plus, we can get you access to off market properties that you can't get on the website. And you get that by calling, texting, emailing, filling out a form, 214-310-0008 or
ToddTremontiTeam.com.
All right. Let's get into it. The AI, artificial intelligence and the like, meaning the massive progress of technology, is impacting the world of real estate. Courtney, you've got a microphone. Use it wisely.
Well, I have a question for Courtney.
Oh, wait.
Do you think that the AI could help us with getting new jobs?
You feel like you're about to get fired based on what you're about to do? What is that?
Eyes might be about to punch me.
Oh.
Wait, what do you mean?
I don't know. I'm just saying things.
I'm just saying things. I mean,
I don't know what he means at all.
Like, do you think I'm going to get fired because we need a new producer? Listen, the reason...
You do a tremendous
careful,
job.
Careful.
Thank you. Thank you. The reason I wanted to discuss this is because there's a new real estate mortgage system, group
there's
on the horizon.
There's 490,000 new companies popping up every 12 seconds because AI is this new frontier of possibility.
Yes.
Is that a made-up number or is that a factual accurate?
That one is precisely made up. Okay. Yeah.
Well, one of the things that I saw that came up was there will be a new way to search for the home that you want. That you could type in this exact sentence of like, I want a balcony overlooking a lake on the second floor with a cottage feel.
I think people can hear the excitement in your voice, but God, I wish they could see it. I wish they could see the exuberance that is happening in an office, in a radio
like
studio.
A dramatic performance.
You could have the balcony and you could have a dragon statue.
What's that form of dance called?
Yeah, interpretive.
Yes. That's what it is.
You know,
no, we love it.
Try to get excited.
Keep going.
Listen, we love it. This is not a criticism. This is a celebration of your interpretive dance as it relates to AI-generated real estate search. Okay, so here's the thing. This is genuine and really valuable. Courtney, who's one of the only people on our entire team that isn't a licensed real estate professional, offers us a helpful perspective of the consumer, of the population of Dallas-Fort Worth. And she's saying, hey, I saw an article about this thing where because of AI, instead of typing in or checking boxes, 3-bed, 2-bath, 1,200 square feet, you know, quarter acre lot, whatever, I can just sort of think into the box. I can just word it the way I think, and AI will go, you know, click, clack, clack, bing, bing, boom, and show me the results based on what I said. And then she literally asked me in the office, like, is this good? Is this going to be helpful?
Yeah, how is it going to affect what we do locally? Is this a moment in time where you go, no, we stay the course on the way that our portal works, and we miss a moment when the future is changing, kind of like Blockbuster and Netflix?
Hold on. So much to work with here. We're going to get to Blockbuster and Netflix in a minute and disruptive innovation and what all that means. But first, Ian, could you help me break down when she did my voice and talked about how I might respond to this? Uh-huh. Because I believe, if I'm correct, she said, are you going to say, no, we're staying the course, and not, and then she presented the clear case that she's for, take advantage of progress and technological change that could help people. So I don't know where she mentally has me categorized, but it's clearly like, Gomer over there
I can tell you. She has you categorized in the I'm not going to make changes to go with technology.
Yeah.
And it was a spot on impression.
That's how I sound like this when I say things and do stuff and make decisions.
I wasn't even looking at either of you.
You thought it was me talking.
I thought Todd had interrupted you.
I really feel like this is why I do this radio show, is because of the way you guys build me up and encourage me.
Yeah. Same. Honestly, same.
Yeah, listen, it's the way we show love. Okay.
I feel great.
I'm sure you do.
We're coming for you in just a minute.
That's
you
fine.
Wait a second. Okay, here's what I love about that obviously unscripted deal. I am that way by design. I am not stuck in the mud. I'm clearly like studying and reading about all the new stuff, but what I am not for on behalf of our clients, I am not usually an early adopter. And the reason is in the early stages, people make very big mistakes. And, you know, people say basically like, you know, pioneers get shot. You know, like if you're the first into the frontier, you got to deal with all the problems. And so, no, I don't think tomorrow the way we search for homes is going to change completely. I think it's already changing every single day. By the way, when these big websites became nationally syndicated, where every little local MLS pushed their data to this one website, by the way, it could be a big brokerage website, or it could be an independent party company website, or it could be companies trying to consolidate those MLSs and take over the industry as a national MLS. That was a massive shift. Listen, when we got digital signatures, that was a massive shift. I did not adopt it early because the lenders didn't allow it. They did not trust the digital signature. They would say, we need wet ink signatures. So you could do all that, and then you still had to go back and do the other. So we would tell our clients, yeah, that sounds great, but here's why we're not going to do that. And then once it became accepted, we were the first people, some of the first, to adopt it widespread in every area of our business. So I know that sounds like a somewhat unrelated thought, but this is my answer to your question. No,
okay, we're ready.
No, that one hurt. Okay. No, I don't think that is going to become the standard of how people search houses, you know, in early 2024. But absolutely, yes. I think AI technology is going to almost completely change the way we interact with data and images. And I think if you allow me to pair artificial intelligence with virtual reality, or what probably better said, augmented reality. I host a user conference for a technology platform that we use, and the CEO of that company helped me differentiate between those two terms. Virtual reality is like, you know, you can make it up. I want to be on Pluto with a race car. Cool. We can make that happen. Augmented reality is, this is a real scenario, but we've tweaked it a little bit with some artificial touches. So I'm actually sitting in a house that is 500 miles away, but I can put your furniture in there. I can show you what it looks like when the sun is in the morning sky versus evening, and you can see how, if you added that room, what the light would look like. Those things are absolutely changing real estate. And so the answer to your question is, yeah, I think these new platforms, new technologies are going to happen. What often people think of is like, oh gosh, we'll stop using this and go use that. Normally what happens is, once that cat is out of the bag, once that technology is now accepted, you don't go to one place to get it. All of a sudden, everybody has some aspect of it. Our website has been using artificial intelligence for like 8 years.
So they will just add that, what's the word I'm looking for?
They might license that technology out to everyone who has home search on their website. Maybe not, but that's the way I see this happening.
Me too.
Is instead of clicking three bed, four, you know, two bath, 1,800 plus square feet, above 250, under 700.
You'll type a paragraph.
You'll just be like, hey, voice to text. Hey, we're looking for a bedroom in North Texas in a school district that's rated really highly, that has a larger than average lot with three or more bedrooms and two or more bathrooms, that would have a mortgage payment of less than $3,000. And then the AI is like, oh, that mortgage payment equals at this current rate, that price. And it does some super cool stuff that stuff doesn't do right now. Now, at the moment though, we've all gone and, well, not all, a lot of us have used AI and you're like, oh, that was cool, but still a little clunky. Mm-hmm. So if I wanted to be really accurate for the foreseeable future, I still want to check the box that says exactly three or four bedrooms, exactly 1/4 acre to 2 acres, exactly 200 to 700, because the little inconsistencies on each and every one of those items is going to create a bit of a mess with AI until it gets better. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, totally. And it does seem as though the new business model is that people are mobilizing AI specifically for their business and their needs. And then,
but that's how innovation happens. NASA creates something for a space shuttle, and then all of a sudden Tang and Velcro are everywhere. You know, those are just two silly examples.
I can see a scenario at some point in the future where you never, ever, ever have to leave your home to go and view another home and the surrounding areas around it. Because it's all done through kind of like, you've seen like the Apple Vision
Pro. I was thinking the same thing. You'll visit the office.
Like you can just, you will, there'll be the technology to record all of the stuff that you need to be able to make it so lifelike that you never have to leave your home.
Gross.
It would be wild to see it though, but I saw a video just like, it was a random golf video with somebody that was wearing these Apple Pro goggles and they had put in like all the data about this is how far I hit on my golf clubs. They put it on, and just by looking at where it was telling them the wind speed and the trajectory uphill and
you need distance, to use your six iron.
It's like, this is the club that you need to use, and it's like, what in the world?
Okay, so love that you said that. Can you do my voice again real quick?
I'm gonna push back.
Yeah,
on what you're saying. Thank and you. Awful offer so, devil's advocate.
So flattering. It's really, I would say building me up is how I feel about that. Okay, I am going to push back. Now, we're going there.
Bring it.
We're going there. But I believe the short-sighted look of that is like, yeah, let's build a suite in our office where people will come here and then they'll be able to see every house. If you take a deep breath and realize they're not coming to your office, if you can they're going to do it on their phone.
100%.
And then if you go too far, when you said gross, I agree. Are people ever going to leave? Why do I need to live there?
Ew!
I'm just going to live in a box.
And look at my goggles.
In the morning, I'll make it feel like work. And in the afternoon, I'll make it feel like the veranda. You know, and in the evening, I'll make it feel like I'm in Paris.
Somebody bury me.
Yeah. And then I'll just have a feeding tube. And then it'll be the movie Idiocracy. Right? So, like, this is why, by the way, anytime you see new innovation, like a year later, all the movies come out about how it's the world's going to end, you know, because of it. So it'll be somewhere in the middle. Artificial intelligence is dangerous, y'all. It may be because the machines will take over, but more so because what it's going to do to people. If you think video games and social media made people less relational, and you can go view a house or interact with a person through AI and VR, dude, I think we are in big, big trouble. So, yes, I caution the immediate adoption and go all the way down the rabbit hole, because I think these things get sorted and sifted out and we find the efficiencies and we find the effectiveness and we find the risks. But yes, I absolutely think, to go back to the second part of your question, Blockbuster thought they were real big boys and they were like, people aren't going to do that. Netflix is a joke. Oops, that was wrong, right? Taxi companies were like, yeah, people aren't going to get in the car with strangers. This weird, how do you say it? Uber, Uber, what's that all about? Now, to be clear, you look at some of these innovative companies, and some of them, although the technology was awesome, still couldn't figure out how to be profitable. Now, Netflix has figured it out. Uber's not as much. But all that to say, if you are, wait, let me do the voice. You know, if you're dumb enough to think
well,
that these things
aren't
going to... Well,
you don't have to do the voice.
That's how I already sound. Yeah. Okay, so if you're dumb enough to think none of that's going to change anything, then literally, like, maybe you've never lived a day in your life, because everything's always changing. My point is simply to say, just because it's cool doesn't actually mean it's helpful and adds value to the life of the consumer. And I feel a significant level of advocacy and protection for our clients and our listeners to go, hey, here's how that could hurt you also. And here's how, although, last thing, you could be sitting on your couch with your phone or your goggles and you're like, man, I, as close as it could be, I can see what it would be like to be in that house. But how many of you have been someplace and been like, this doesn't feel right? You will not get that in the goggles. You'll go there and be like, oh, neighbor with barking dogs. Yeah. Man, just the way I drove into this neighborhood, I don't want to live there. I don't want my mother-in-law driving in through that. I don't want my friends from work. No, this just doesn't feel right. And I don't even know what it is, but I'm going to trust my gut and my subconscious. And that is why the internet has not taken over real estate already.
Can I say something real quick?
I think it's fine.
I suppose.
I'm sad. I miss Blockbuster.
It was an iconic way to spend a Friday night.
Listen,
it
was have you seen those memes where it's like, you know, Goonies is due Thursday by 5, but you know, I'm like, oh, those are good times. Those were good times.
Let me take you back to 2005, 2006, when I was dating my wife, and we would be watching 24.
Yes!
On bleep, DVD, bleep. And
you'd
get
your
through
way
to
through.
The end
yes!
of the
and you'd
thing,
run to Blockbuster
and
get
you're
the
like,
disc.
What? It closes in 15 minutes. I gotta go.
We can
and we
switch
would
it.
Jump in the car but here's and the, we would beeline to Blockbuster
yes, same.
To get the next one. I missed that. Same.
And if you were lucky, they would offer you the privilege of buying a box
so
of
alive.
Peanut M&Ms for $1,100.
Honestly.
Felt so alive. I want that feeling again.
it was just like a focused time. Like now I
Oh, it was a jittery energy.
But, so thank you for illustrating my point that look, this progress is progress in some regard.
What if Blockbuster comes back?
And it is not. Listen, have we talked about this? I really believe that we are in a period of diversion.
A pendulum.
Some people are like, nope, I'm going with the technology. I want the goggles. I never want to leave the house. Plug in my feeding tube. Yes. I'm just going to take it all in. Others of us are like, I would buy a paper newspaper. Uh-huh. I would read a magazine.
Oh, paper newspaper, fish and chips.
I will listen to the radio. Yep. I want a physical book. And I will go to Blockbuster.
I had a friend make a point to me. He said, you know how like people ruin their lives over cocaine? Like it's apparently amazing. But for most of us, the majority of us, we're like, that's not great for me. Yeah. I'm not going to do that. Is that how social media will be?
Well,
it's like, oh, I hear it's great, but it ruins my life.
Yeah, it'll be more like when people are like, you know, they used to put cocaine in Coca-Cola, right? Like it was just normal and no one thought it was bad. And then everyone was like, oh, hey, that's real bad. Yeah. Like, hey, smoking was in all the movies and fine. TVs. I think we're going to be like,
all the cool kids do it.
Well, what were we thinking? Now, that doesn't mean there's not a healthy use of it. Like, you know, parts of cocaine are medicine, you know, they're similar elements like heroin and morphine.
Wow.
Good, bad, right? During surgery, really great.
Do we do heroin for surgery?
The opiate there is very similar.
Close. Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Fentanyl can be used for.
All right.
Like Excedrin becomes methamphetamine. Right. The point is good and bad, like same elements, good use, bad use. But I think we will get to a point more so than being like, yeah, no one should ever touch social media. Be like, hey, these are the appropriate boundaries, good use, bad use, right age of access, wrong age of access, you know.
Yeah.
Should share that information, should not share that, like that. Right. But yeah, that's how progress works, is you make mistakes and the innovators get shot with arrows, you know, that kind of stuff. So we'll quit mixing our metaphors.
All right, this segment called I Miss Blockbuster was brought to you by DP Lambert and Goosehead Insurance. His entire team have been helping folks for years now, making sure that they're getting the most affordable insurance, whether that's home or auto, and getting the most coverage that you can. So the best price, most coverage, that's what DP and his team can do for you. He's done it for me, saved me thousands. He's done it for Todd, saved him thousands. He saved so many of our friends, clients, money over the years. DP.Lambert, L-A-M-B-E-R-T, DP.Lambert at goosehead.com, 214-614-8595, or go to TodTremontyTeam.com, click the radio tab, and you can find all of the recommended pros and vendors right there.
I have two very important things that I want to say to as many people as will listen. Number one, I want you to own real estate. Number two, I want you to own more than one piece of real estate. Now, you don't necessarily care what I want, but the reason I want those things for you is because I believe they will make your life better. They will make you more financially secure. They will make you more relationally secure. It will create a better environment for you to rest, recover, grow, learn, experience life and passion and food and connection and friendships and all the things. It will also help you own more real assets that have multiple financial and relational and other benefits. If you have been thinking, I would really like to own a second or third or fourth or fifth or hundredth piece of real estate in the DFW area or beyond, and I would just like to have the conversation about that, call or text 214-310-0008 right now. As a matter of fact, you could text 214-310-0008 right now and just say one more. Just text the word one more piece of real estate, 214-310-0008. Or you can go online to toddtremontyteam.com or just Google Todd Tremonti, connect with us at whatever level of readiness you have. But whenever you are ready, we are more than happy to give you 30 to 45 minutes on a Zoom call or in the office just to help you get clarity around that, to figure out what it looks like to have passive revenue, monthly additional cash flow coming from a rental property, short-term, long-term, or price appreciation through ownership or a second home to enjoy, and many other types of real estate investing as well. 214-310-0008 or
Google Todd Tremonti and check out over 700 five-star reviews.
What is up, party people? What is up? Welcome back. Thanks for hanging with us through the break. Lots to still get to here on the show. And it's important to me that our listeners, our friends, our neighbors know why the heck you would listen to us. What is it that we have to offer you? And in short, 20 plus years of real estate experience and a legitimate care and concern for our community. Now, I'm not going to name any names here, producer Courtney, but there are many others on the radio, on TV, and certainly on the internets, all of the internets, every single one of them, that want to help you buy and sell a house, or they want to buy, you know, they want the deals, they want the business. Many of them don't even live in DFW. They've hired agents here, but their business wasn't built for this market. And they really don't, they're not horrible people, but they don't care about the local client and their experience and the lifestyle in the community. They care about, you know, doing an ethically decent job and getting a deal closed and earning a commission. That's fine. That's how most businesses operate at very large scale. That's just not the business we're in, not the game we want to play, not the way we want to treat people, interact with people. My hope, my dream, my prayer, my effort is that every person on our team on a regular basis would run into people at the grocery store, at church, at school, after sporting events, and someone would say, oh, you're on the Todd Germani Home Selling team. You guys have helped us this way. That was amazing when you offered this. Obviously, we hope to earn the business of many, many home buyers and sellers and investors, but my hope is that 5 or 10 or 20 or 100 times more people that maybe didn't have a need to move or buy or sell something get value from us, from the information, the events, the books we're publishing, podcasts, radio shows, YouTube videos, interactions, referrals to friends, summer fun guide, you know, all these different things that people would just say, look, you have helped us. You've been generous. You've contributed to make my life better. That's the goal. So those are a couple of the reasons. You know, we could do the whole resume thing. We coach and consult and sold thousands of houses for billions of dollars, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I hope that those are reasons people would want to trust us and allow us the opportunity to use our God-given gifts and abilities to add value in their lives. Yes, at times for financial profit, but also for the feedback of obedience, the reward of contribution. I hope that makes sense. So with that being said, if you've got questions about your real estate needs, about our team, about joining our team, about investing in real estate or anything else that we've talked about so far today, all you got to do, give us a call, 214-310-0008. Of course, you can text 214-310-0008. As my son says, you could just go to
TodgeRomaniTeam.com.
Or you can even just Google us, click any button, fill out any form, call or text any phone number. We would truly, legitimately be honored to add value in your life, whether you're buying or selling or just need some info.
What made you like get into real estate? Like, why did it become a passion of yours? This is a pivot for you, I feel like, from doing ministry. Yep.
It's a really long story. The very short version is I went to college. I was a Young Life volunteer outreach ministry to high school students. I went to seminary to get a master's degree in theology to be able to teach and lead and guide out of the Bible to people, predominantly young people, predominantly young men. And during that season realized I'm not necessarily feeling called to this work vocationally to be paid. I still want to do that work and I actually want to do maybe even more of it, but I want to be a business owner. I have that drive, that desire to also impact people in the marketplace. And so I would tell you, this is a very dangerous thing to say on a residential real estate radio show. I still don't know that I'm wonderfully, phenomenally, uniquely passionate about houses. Now, I love them. I really love the process of remodeling and finding the right fit and building new and all those things. I mean, we have hundreds of videos about that. What I know for a fact I'm uniquely passionate about is the people involved. And not just like, I like helping people. That's fun. No, I like helping people with something that often intimidates them, that is a very big deal, that is really impactful in marriages, in parenting, in education, in wealth building. These are big, significant, impactful things. And there's another piece of this. It's a category that people feel like they're supposed to know more than they do about. Mm-hmm. Therefore, they really are unwilling or afraid to ask for help. So there's a lot of people rolling around buying and selling houses, acting like they understand the escrow process, acting like they understand underwriting, acting like they understand appraisal, and they don't, and they're nervous and anxious and fearful, and we want to remove that. I love that we get to do those things for those people, and I really do like houses and buildings and things, but I'm not doing it because I stay up at night thinking about houses and buildings. I stay up thinking, I really think we have some unique gifts and abilities and amazing people. How can we better deploy that to legitimately help people's lives be better, and not in little ways? You know, I probably should value the little ways more, but in big ways. I want to have massive impact. And you know this, as being a member of the team, I think you're often annoyed when I'm like, How can we do more? Where are we not using your talents? Where can we unleash your excitement more? And you're like, dude, just give me a minute, right? But that's why. That is literally why I got into real estate. How about that for an answer?
I like it. Okay, I feel like you talk a lot about different areas of the DFW Metroplex. Like it kind of comes up a lot. You know more about certain areas than you do others with familiarity and passion. So I kind of have a weird question for you.
Okay.
You know, I'm in like a dating headspace. So
oh boy.
I think this could be an interesting answer for you. If cities were people, towns in the DFW Metroplex, which one would be your best friend, your lover?
Oh gosh.
And your best friend, your lover, and I mean, I have on here long-term relationship, but I don't know what that means.
We're not going to comment on that at all.
Your mistress.
Okay, you ready for a wild card?
Okay.
I don't think this belongs in any of the categories you mentioned, but Farmersville is like, hey, did she go here?
Okay.
I've never seen her before.
She's kind of cute.
I'd like to know more about her.
Okay.
Right? So Farmersville is one that people are like, I'm not even sure I know where that is.
What's happening there?
Northeast. Think small town becoming a mid-sized town with a lot of the charm, but also a lot of the boutique-y cool stuff. And okay. There's still like in town, like old buildings in town.
Okay.
And new buildings right just past that. And neighborhoods, but also
some land.
Cool old stuff, kind of a little bit of everything.
Okay.
That's like...
Wait, tell me where Farmersville is.
That's like, I know a girl, she goes to a different school. Y'all don't worry about that. Okay. People are like, well, is she real? Because that's Farmersville.
It does sound like that.
Northeast, Lake Levan, east of McKinney, Princeton-ish. And there's a tremendous amount of growth going out there. McKinney Airport's blowing up in that region. So like lots of interesting things happening there. Fort Worth is like...
That's who you're going to marry?
No. You tell me what category this belongs. Fort Worth is like, man, that's either like... a really good friend that you're never going to stop being friends with. But
okay, yeah.
I live on the east side. Okay, I mean, I live in the Dallas side. So, but Fort Worth is still awesome. So it's like, maybe that's your college buddy that like, you only see 3 or 4 times a year, but you didn't lose any time. It's like, yeah, we just picked right up where we left off. Mm-hmm. Now, if you live in Fort Worth, that's not a disrespectful thing. I just live on the east side, but still really like Fort Worth. So it's like, love to be there. When it comes up, I'm like, oh, cool, yeah, what are you guys talking about? Right, so... Fort Worth is like great friend. Very cool. Like when other people bring it up, you're like, oh yeah, he's awesome. Like that dude's great. You could totally trust him. Okay. Listen, Richardson is like, she's amazing. Now, I understand she wasn't on your calendar of like supermodels because there's not that one feature that's like, oh, hot. But Richardson, like you want to marry Richardson.
It's so true.
Right?
Because I like feel like I have a hard time telling people what's
Highland
sexy
Park
about
is
her.
Like smoking hot.
Right.
But you're like, yeah, probably out of my league or maybe not even as average, maybe dangerous for me. Right? Now, look, you want to live in Highland Park, you can have a wonderful life there. I know some really phenomenal, incredible community contributor type people that live in Highland Park.
All but it must mean you're hot.
Well, there's, that's the stereotype anyway, right? Now, Weatherford is like, hey, I wish I could make it work with Weatherford, right? Love Weatherford. Again, I live on the east side, so man, that feels far. But if you're in Fort Worth and you can make it work with Weatherford, you should try to work that relationship out because Weatherford is blowing up and has some really awesome. We have a listing in Weatherford right now that is so stinking cool. Go to our socials, go to our website.
Very cool.
Look at that property. It's very cool. I could keep going on like tons of, I would date Parker for sure. Parker is awesome.
Okay, maybe.
No, Parker's legit. Sleeper.
But like, where is the cute little, they don't have a cute strip.
No, they have awesome property. Have you ever driven down Dublin?
I think their properties
are nice.
That is
one of the greatest streets in DFW, Dublin Road.
Dublin, okay.
So yeah, there's some like, that's a property you keep in your family for generations type things happening on Dublin.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's some of that in the River District, West Fort Worth. There's something like, you're like, hey, how can I live here? How is this like in town-ish Fort Worth? This is awesome. Mm-hmm. What other categories did you ask about your weird dating to real estate?
Date, marry, friend zone.
I think I covered all
of
those.
Yeah, I think you did.
I made my own categories. That's what we do when you're like me. Enneagram 7.
Just switch
high
it up.
High DI on the disc.
Okay. Before you answer this next question.
Would you like me to tell people about Patrick
tell
Glaros?
Tell us about Patrick Glaros.
Because you're not going to do it. PatrickGlaros.com. Listen, when it comes to mortgage, just start with Patrick Glaros all the time. You probably will never need to go anywhere else. PatrickGlaros.com. Patrick and his team operate very similarly to how I run our team, which is people using their God-given gifts and abilities to do a job they really enjoy doing. Because of that, you have multiple people specializing in different parts of the process instead of one generalist doing a little bit of everything at a decent or better level. You have experts who love what they do, really pouring their lives out so that you can get value. That's what's happening with Patrick Glaros and his mortgage team at Cardinal Financial. Find them at PatrickGlaros.com. That's G-L-A-R-O-S, PatrickGlaros.com, NMLS number 308804.
Okay, so you mentioned a bunch of amazing cities. DFW is hot.
Now listen, I'm not into dating multiple people, but there are other cities I would, you know, spend some time with.
It sounds like there's...
there's a lot.
A lot. Mm-hmm. So how do I know, like, what makes a property a good investment for me?
How much time do we have? Do we have 12 hours for me to answer
I think we have 12 hours.
There's a financial piece, there's a lifestyle piece, and there are other pieces. The financial piece is the one that everyone talks about all the time. It's a great property for you if you can get in cheap and get out, you know, buy low, sell high, blah, 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 blah. The stereotype that I agree but not fully with is that real estate is about location, location, location. Obviously, location is important. It's going to dictate who you're around and where you go and how far you drive and blah, 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 and value and all that. Let's just stick with the fact that that's a very important piece. But if I said to you, your ideal location is Benbrook, but if you were willing to go out to Granbury, it's half price, it's newer, it's bigger, you get more land, and you have everything you need. I know it's not a home run for you, but instead of 800, it's 400, and you still get all this other stuff. You would start to really consider some other locations. The lifestyle piece, I think, for your primary residence should have at least, if not way more, evaluation and consideration from an investment perspective than the dollars. And the reason for that is you're investing in a marriage, parenting, health, rest, recovery, education, recreation, you know, all those things.
Yeah, I'm sitting here thinking it does depend on what your goals are, mm-hmm. and why, like, hiring a great agent is so important, because I'm thinking about your, like, 2-year flip and how that is going to affect my goal to get to my dream property in a different season of my life.
Yeah, and in a 2-year flip, you're combining those two, but you're factoring in the financial piece way more,
higher,
because you're like, hey, I'm not going to do my whole life here, so I'm going to compromise on some of these things. By the way, the opposite is true too, where you're like, this is the best deal I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. I don't want to live there. You know, like, my kids are not going to play in the yard at this property, but I want the $400,000 of profit that I could generate off of this thing. So, and maybe you buy it not as your primary residence, as a rental, as a flip, as a short-term flip, long-term flip, short-term rental, long-term rental. By the way, those are the four most common rental approaches in residential real estate right now. We teach this all the time, especially to our clients. Short-term rental, long-term rental, short-term flip, long-term flip. Historically, people only think about short-term flips and long-term rentals. Short-term rentals has become a lot more popular in the last 10 years, but long-term flips never get talked about.
Are we always in a long-term flip?
That's the 2-year flip in my mind. I wrote a book about that, I don't know, 9-10 years ago. I'm seeing someone else wrote basically the same book that I wrote a decade ago. I'm not saying it's a bad book. I haven't read it. But, you know, it's not like the idea was original to me either. It's a tax thing. But it's people are coming slightly more aware of that. But when I say long-term flip, I mean you're not trying to get in, out, and paid in 120 days. You might do a year. I think you should do, if you're more than it, like 6 months, you should stick it out for 2 years and occupy that bad boy and get tax-free profits. We'll talk about that another time. All right. What else you got on your list of questions there, sister? Did I answer that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. I guess.
Let's tell people about PMR Roofing.
Let's do it.
Okay. Hey, here's the thing. Most of you aren't real fired up about thinking about your roof until something really bad happens and there's a leak, there's damage, there's a tree, there's a gutter problem, there's a problem with a vent or a soffit. You got to check that stuff every year or two, at the most 2 years. If you haven't had a roofer that you trust on your roof in the last 2 years, call PMR Roofing right now. 469-409-ROOF, 469-409-ROOF, or go to PMRroofing.com. Ask for Jordan. Tell them Todd sent you. Ask for Jordan Collins. Tell them Todd Tremonti sent you. PMRroofing.com.
I mean, okay, I think this question can have two spins on it about like why you should join our team and also why you should hire us to buy and sell or sell your home. Mm. But what does the Todd Tremonti team bring to the table to like help a person buy or sell their home?
Again, if I had 12 hours, I could use all 12. But the traditional typical agent is independent, meaning they are completely on their own or they're sort of loosely connected to their brokerage or some vendors and things. I'm not saying those are bad people. I'm saying I believe there's a better way. I believe that the buyer and the seller, the consumer, the client, the homeowner benefits massively from a team, multiple people that have different gifts, different specializations, different expertise. That's how our team is built. We have a team of specialists. Everyone is full-time. Some of them are sales agents for sellers. Some of them are buyer's agents for buyers. Some of them are marketing specialists. Some of them are full-time staff that support those agents. Some are client care specialists that are licensed but don't sell but support the agents and add extra communication, education, support, task help for our clients, sort of like a concierge. And there are several others. So massive value. And on top of all that, you get some actual clear communication of a marketing plan, of a buyer program, and of some guarantees of results. For example, we guarantee to sell your home over the average price, not over the asking price, which is easily manipulated, over the average price, meaning for more than all the other sellers that are selling similar houses in the same areas at the same time, you're going to get your home sold for more than they are and faster under the average time. And we get that average from sold similar properties in the same area. No manipulation of the numbers. We're not talking about asking price. We're talking about sold price that's documented that we can calculate. We guarantee to sell your home over the average price and under the average time, and we'll guarantee to save you at least $5,000 throughout the purchase process, even in this market where sellers have more leverage because there's fewer homes on the market. So those are a few of the reasons. Obviously, I'd love to tell you hundreds and thousands more. We're so unbelievably selective on who joins our team. We only have really smart, fully dedicated, full-time people that really care about serving others and winning for their clients. And those are the big trophies and celebrations in our office. It's not sales numbers and income numbers. It's the great, incredible stories about John on our team was just celebrating earlier that he sold one for so much more than anything it sold for. Everybody was worried that would the appraisal come in? And we celebrated at a team meeting this week that the appraisal came in and the seller was actually going to get to capture that all-time record-breaking sales price. That's the stuff we celebrate on our team. So that's what you get when you work with us. That's what makes us different. Did I answer the question?
You did.
I like that question. I like answering that question.
Well, I'm proud of us.
And if you want to get in the business, you want to get into real estate, and from a traditional approach to real estate, this is a terrible time because there are fewer sales happening. And the whole do it on your own, solo, work with friends and family thing is not working in this current market as well as it can in hot markets. But if you want to be full-time, fully dedicated and dive into what I was just saying, being on a team where you get to do what you're uniquely gifted by God to do and serve people and win for people, celebrate with others and never, ever, ever be working alone, maximum connection, big-time income, big-time impact, hey, go to toddtremontiteam.com. Click that careers tab. There's a three-step process right there. We'd love to consider you for the team. Like I said, we're very selective, but no experience required. As a matter of fact, we love it when someone just got their license, they've been licensed less than a year, or they want to get their license soon. We have a hardcore, dedicated, all-in training program where we can virtually guarantee your success. Awesome track record of getting that done. Now, if you are not looking to get into the business, but you're looking to do some business, and you want a world-class team of agents to help you buy or sell or invest in real estate, remember, I opened the segment saying, I want you to own real estate, and I want you to own more than one piece of real estate. And that's because it will protect your wealth building and your relationship building. It'll help you become who you want to become. If that's the case, go to ToddTremonteTeam.com or call 214-310-0008 or text 214-310-0008. And let me tell you right now, don't wait. There's really no value in you waiting. Call now. We can set up a call or a Zoom meeting or an in-office meeting, which is best. You might be 5 years out from buying some rental properties. Let's talk now. The next 5 years will be much more calm and enjoyable for you because you'll have a plan. If you find out that the best deal on the planet is the best option for you is to get out there like this weekend, let's find that out now. We're fine either way. We'll be here this weekend. We'll be here in 5 years. But most people wait too late and they miss out on options. You cannot start too early to buy, sell, or invest. You can't start the conversation too early. Start the conversation by calling or texting 214-310-0008 or go online to
ToddTremonteTeam.com.
And also,
find out what your home would sell for right now in under a minute at ToddTremonteTeam.com.
You go to ToddTremonteTeam.com and you click on that home valuation button. You can find out literally what your home should sell for in this market in under a minute. You can also get an update monthly on your home equity. Is it going up or down? And if for some reason you want a cash offer on your house right now, you can click a button on there at ToddTremonteTeam.com and get that within 48 hours. If we can help you buy or sell, go to ToddTremonteTeam.com. If you want to get into the business right now, we would love to talk to you about joining our world-class team. Also, go to ToddTremonteTeam.com and you can click on the careers tab.